Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 6, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of nonprofit news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
R&B singer Mark Morrison hosts back-to-school shopping spree in Wellington. British R&B star Mark Morrison, famous for his hit Return of the Mac, recently hosted a back-to-school shopping spree at the mall at Wellington Green for over 30 children from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Palm Beach and Martin Counties and Coastal Middle and High School. The kids shopped for school shoes, socks, and clothing at Foot Locker, with Morrison even buying a pair of sneakers for a young boy who wasn't on the list. Morrison's focus on mentorship and community impact goes beyond his music career, with his recent event receiving heartfelt appreciation from community leaders and participants alike. Open Hand returns with 22nd annual Party in the Kitchen fundraiser September 25th. Open Hand Atlanta is hosting its 22nd annual Party in the Kitchen fundraiser on September 25th. The event will feature top chefs, craft cocktails, tastings, auctions, and musical entertainment. Renowned chefs Peter Kaiser and Kevin Rathbun will serve as chef co-chairs. The event aims to raise funds to support Open Hand's mission of providing nourishing meals to those in need. Guests can enjoy bites from chefs like Terry Koval and bid on exclusive auction packages. A VIP patron reception will be held on August 21st. Proceeds from the event support Open Hands programs, which provide meals and nutrition education to individuals in need across Georgia. Tickets start at $300 for the main event and $2,000 for the patron reception package. Central Coast Funds for Children launches new online donation platform to support local youth programs. Central Coast Funds for Children, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting youth programs in Central Coast, California, has launched a new online donation platform. The platform aims to streamline the donation process, making it easier for community members to support their cause. Individuals can now visit the organization's website at www.centralcoastfundsforchildren.org/donate to make one-time or recurring donations. Executive Director Samantha Phillips expressed excitement about the platform, highlighting how every donation directly benefits local youth programs. With over a decade of support for after-school programs and educational initiatives, Central Coast Funds for Children hopes to expand its impact with the new platform. Visit their website to learn more and contribute to creating a brighter future for the next generation. SDA receives $100,000 impact grant from Nicker Illinois Community Investment. The Southland Development Authority, SDA, has received a $100,000 grant from Nicker Illinois Community Investment, NACA. The impact grant will significantly advance SDA's mission to provide financial resources to businesses driving community growth. NACA's executive director, Tova McCord, expressed pride in supporting SDA's work in strengthening communities and creating economic opportunities. The grant will bolster SDA's Monarch Fund, designed to fuel business growth and development-ready land in the Southland region. NACA's parent company, Nicker Gas, was also represented at the event, showcasing the unified support for SDA's vision. State Representative Will Davis, Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller, and University Park Mayor Joseph E. Rude III were among the speakers, emphasizing the community's commitment to SDA's goals. Clarksville's Customs House Museum soars to new heights with Flying High 2025 fundraising celebration. Clarksville's Customs House Museum and Cultural Center is preparing for the Flying High 2025 fundraising celebration on August 9th. The Museum Guild invites the community to pop the bubbly and celebrate the institution's fifth decade of service. Guests can enjoy a plated dinner, fine wines, an auction of original art, and live music at Oak Grove Racing, Gaming and Hotel from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Funds raised will support the museum's exhibitions, educational programs, and artifact preservation. Tickets are available now for this night of celebration for a great cause. Join in raising a glass to the museum's legacy and future heights.
Join the mission to support rare diseases at the 2025 Rose Gala by Takura Rose Foundation. Trey Morris, auctioneer from Morris Auctioneers, will showcase his talent at the 2025 Rose Gala, an event by Takura Rose Foundation. Taking place on August 9th at Omni Barton Creek Resort, the gala aims to raise funds for children battling rare diseases. The evening will feature a cocktail reception, silent auction, dinner program, live auction, and an after-party celebration. Dr. Z. Leah Harris will be honored with the 2025 Patient First Impact Leadership Award for her work in pediatric care. Casey McPherson, lead singer of Alpha Rev, will headline the entertainment. MC'd by Lauren Petrowski, the gala will include inspiring stories, live auctions, and a mission paddle raise to support genetic treatments for children in need. Attendees can expect a night of elegance and purpose, all in support of a good cause.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.